Upon his retirement, President James Buchanan wrote a book called Mr. Buchanan's Administration on the Eve of the Rebellion. The book's title well describes his one term in office. By the time the bachelor president departed for retirement at his luxurious Wheatland estate in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Civil War had effectively begun. A Union supply ship had been turned away at Fort Sumter, South Carolina, and 1 month later, the first shots of the war were fired. The election of 1856 brought Buchanan into the agitated limelight of pre-war politics. His greatest attribute as a candidate was that he had been out of the country during the highly charged debate over the Kansas-Nebraska Act. While president, Buchanan focused on keeping peace between the North and South. During his term, John Brown conducted his raid on the Harper's Ferry arsenal. The Dred Scott Supreme Court decision was handed down, and South Carolina seceded from the Union. Buchanan supported the actions of President Lincoln at the start of the Civil War and strongly urged his Democrat friends to do likewise. He would live to see the war's conclusion, but not long enough to see the country heal its wounds. James Buchanan died on June 1st, 1868.